When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday, baby. Kicking off again, another Friday full of funky fly jams. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. If you want to request some fly jams, give us a call, 312-981-7200. Okay, let's see. How about this one? From the 630 area code, they would enjoy hearing this. Yeah, you were freaking out. Yeah. You know, Jamiroquai rules. And just one hit, right, in America? Just that the video where the floor is moving and there's roaches running around and he's got the hat on? Well, he's always got the hat on.
Virtual Insanity.
Yeah, that song rules, but he rules. Like he's this little teeny British, pasty British dude. And he is fly. He is fly. Esmeralda, do you enjoy the flyness of Jamiroquai?
Yeah. No, when he was dancing, I like that in that video.
It's very cool.
It's like a snake.
He was just jumping. It's like, see, that would be nice if you could pop and lock with him.
Oh, man. I would be embarrassed.
Why?
He's way too good at it.
Well, because he can pop and lock good?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think it would be okay because I think you would meld his heart.
Oh.
Little pasty British guy who's very funky and has funny hats. He always has a funny hat on. Isn't that like the their logo? Isn't that Jamiroquai's logo is like the outline of him with a funny hat on? You know?
With horns.
Oh, yeah, horns. There's horns on top of the hat, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Man, he always is wearing a funny hat.
Always.
I just looked up images, and they're all, he's all.
He's always got a, absolutely, he's always got a funny hat on.
Wow.
Yeah. That's another thing Pharrell ripped off. Pharrell. God, that happy song. You know what? Seriously, every time I hear that happy song, I want to bust furniture over people's heads. That song does not make me happy. It does the absolute opposite of happy to me. Makes me very angry when I hear that song. Now, Dan, we did have a request from Jim Leskowski. Jim, who, by the way, has been filling in for Colin Suter. He's taking a little time off. He'll be back at the beginning of March. He's taking a few weeks off. So Jim, the music freak and the movie freak, has been filling in. Jim had a request for a fly jam.
He did. This is Edwin Starr, Running Back and Forth.
Nice choice. Jim Laskowski. Nice choice, man. That's fly. Edwin Starr. Yeah. So, all right. Now, we're going to take a break here because we got weather and traffic, and then we'll get back. Your phone number is 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for your requests for fly jams. We also, Greg in Milwaukee brought to our attention, Mick Gillette passed away, a legendary trumpet and trombone player, one of the founding members of the Tower of Power. He was only 64. He had a heart attack, and he passed away. So we're going to talk a little bit about him and talk a little bit about their fly jams as well. But we got a break here because we got weather and we got traffic. This was when I officially fell in love with Justin Timberlake. That was when it was official. That was when I was like, I'm in love with Justin Timberlake. I can honestly say that I am in love with Justin Timberlake.
That album's super good.
Oh, man. Justified rules. That album kicks ass. You know, when I first heard that record, because I couldn't care less about NSYNC. You know, I didn't like hate them. I wasn't like, I was like, all right, whatever. Wasn't my thing, you know? And then I hear like, oh, he's going to have a solo album. And I was like, eh, okay, whatever. And then I heard it and I was like, whoa, what the hell's going on here? This guy rules. It reminded me, the Justified, his first solo record. And I love all his albums. I love them all because I think Justin Timberlake rules. But, it reminded me a lot of Off the Wall by Michael Jackson. It reminded me of that era of R&B and of funk. It reminded me, it was like, man, he just made his Off the Wall. That album rules. That's my favorite song on it. That's my favorite song on it. That was the first song I heard off of it too. I was like, well, what's going on here? So, he rules. That was my request for Fly Jams Friday this morning. We want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Friday. All right, 708 area code picks a monster fly jam. This cat of the slum had a man, wasn't dumb, but a weakness was shown, cause his hustle was wrong. His mind was his own, but the man lived alone. Ooh, super fly. You're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, yeah, man. Please. Curtis Mayfield, man. From Chicago.
What was Kevin Powell's fly jam nickname? K-Max?
K-Max.
K-Max just checked in and said if you looked up fly jams in the dictionary, that would be the song title.
Superfly would be the song play. K-Max coming in.
Sounds like a robot. Is that just me?
K-Max. It also sounds like that terrible science fiction movie with Jeff Bridges and Kevin Spacey. What the hell was the name of that movie?
K-Pax.
K-Pax, that's right.
I really like the idea that he's a robot and his body's made entirely of boomboxes.
That's his... boomboxes energized by bacon.
Yeah, I was thinking more food.
His fuel is Big Macs. That's a...
And he still keeps the lion's head that we established earlier.
That's right.
K-Max loves Big Macs. Like that.
That's it. K-Max loves Big Macs. Very good.
He sees an endorsement deal coming.
Yeah, he's in there. Right, he's thinking about it right now. I got to contact the Mickey D people right now. K-Max likes Big Macs and Office Max. He could do that one too, right? Or K-Pax. K-Max enjoys K-Pax.
And he's more of an PAX.
And what was it?
He said he's more of an Office Depot guy, but he'll make an exception.
Is that what he just said? What, Esmeralda, what did you say?
The channel PAX.
Oh, no, he likes the channel PAX.
PAX channel.
K-Max likes
now Ion, but
likes the PAX channel. Channel
he's
PAX.
He's a guard at Supermax.
He likes to buy his suits off the racks.
Favorite movie?
Mad Max.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he shops at TJ Maxx.
Right, this can actually probably go on until Cochran's show if we wanted it to. He enjoys George Washington because he used an axe.
I'm thinking about a feminine hygiene product.
I know. That right? one popped into my head, too. Like... No, that one popped in. That was immediately the first one that popped into my head was that. I really don't think Kevin
we'll
Powell.
Save that for Shadow Bags.
Save that one for Shadow Bags' show. But I don't think Kevin Powell is the representative you want for that product. I don't know. I just can't see him doing a commercial for that particular feminine product.
He could just offer them.
Right.
What are you saying? He's like a.
You put a quarter in and they come out.
One of his boom boxes is stocked with them in case you need them.
He's a very thoughtful robot.
You can get K-Max. Like if you're at work and the dispenser is empty. Just
boop, hey,
boop, 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 boop,
boop,
and then you get K-Max will show up and help you. Oh, man. All right. I'm sure he's just thrilled by this, too.
He's loving every minute of it.
Oh, God. All right. Let's take a request.
Let's get back to the music.
Let's get back to the music here. Yeah, man, music. Because, all right. Look, it's Jasmine. Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
What's up?
Hi.
I would like to hear "I Want You Back" by the Jackson 5.
Oh, fly! Let's hear it for Jasmine. What a great song. Well, they were great. Jasmine, what are you doing up now? Aren't you?
I gotta get up in an hour to get ready for school anyway. So.
Well, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
And I apologize for saying this, but Esmeralda, if you would eat a roadkill deer and you don't live on the subway tracks, there is something wrong with you.
Hey, I like to reuse.
Yeah.
Recycle.
You don't want to waste anything.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. All right, Jasmine. Thank you. Have a good day at school.
Bye.
Bye. Jasmine's awesome.
And I live by the Kenzie Brown line. No.
Do you?
Just right on those tracks.
I live right by the Irving Blue line. So if anything pops into my apartment window, I'll let you know. Something. If a squirrel comes flying across my my window pane, I'll just save it for you. Put it in a Ziploc and bring it in.
You make some stew.
I am so never eating anything that you bring in. If you bring food home from home here. God. Mary, you have permission to clean anything out that Esmeralda brings in to put in the fridge. Her stuff is the first to go. Leave Robbie Benson's fish in there, but you got to get rid of Esmeralda's. Esmeralda's meat has to go. All right. Okay, we got to take a break. We got the news coming up and then more Fly Jams. 312-981-7200. Morning, everybody. Fly Jams Friday continues. Another one of my requests for this morning. Danner, DJ Shagru, you familiar with the old Horace Brown?
This is the first I'm hearing of him.
He had a couple of... He never really broke huge, but he had a couple of semi-hits, a couple of really good songs. That's my favorite, One for the Money. is my favorite of Horace Brown. Are you familiar, Esmeralda, the heart meld-up? Just, she's still spinning. She has to slow down before...
I'm here.
Okay, good. Welcome. Are you familiar with Horace Brown at all?
No.
That was One for the Money.
That song sounds familiar, but I didn't know that that was that.
Yeah, Horace Brown.
It's not a very good name.
I was going to say it's a sexy name.
All right, I guess.
Don't you think?
Not really, no.
Yeah,
Horace.
Baby, I'm Horace Brown.
Nope.
Let me love you down. By the way, I do want to mention this, Esmeralda. I think you might enjoy this story.
Okay.
Let me love you down. Nick, I'm a police officer from the 847 area code. Nick, I'm a police officer. And I had to share a story related to Fly Jams Friday. I pulled over a guy, and as I approached his car, he rolled down the window, and blaring out of the studio was the song Let Me Love You Down by the Ready for the World. It took everything I had not to laugh. See, that's when you let the guy go.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd be like, and I let him off with a warning.
Yeah, that's right. Because he's like, you're just sitting there, you roll out, right, okay, I'm getting out of the car, and as I walk out, let me love you down.
And I was kind of hoping he was going to say it was the lead singer.
Probably was. I would have let the guy, it's like, listen, man, you're listening to Let Me Love You Down by the Ready for the World. You're free to go.
Oh, man.
Don't you think that should be a free pass?
Sure.
Let me love you down. Oh, man. All right. Hey, look. Fly Jams Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick. Long time no speak.
How are you?
I feel like a kid who's been out of school for a couple weeks.
Oh, come on now. Well, we're back in session.
Yes, we are.
All right.
And you know, in 1996, David Bowie was elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that same year, Gladys Knight and Pips were also inducted. So tonight I'm still going to continue the Fly Jams Friday Obit Report, because not only did we lose Natalie Cole over the holidays, we also lost Mr. William Guest, who was one of the original Pips,
yep,
who was with Gladys Knight from the beginning and all the way through. So tonight I picked a Gladys Knight song before he would be overlooked by all these tragic celebrity and musical deaths this past month.
All right, here we go. That's, Bob, that actually, that's one of my favorite Gladys Knight and the Pips songs by far.
Yeah, mine too, and I don't hear it very often.
You don't hear it very often.
Not that I don't like Neither One of Us and Midnight Train and Grapevine and all that, but this is a great song.
That's a great song. Great choice.
Who did that bit, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be a Pip?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. When I Grow Up, I Want to Be a, oh, man.
Oh, I knew it would be you. If anybody would remember it, it's you. Well, you'll come up with it.
Yeah.
So your all-time favorite Fly Jams is Me and Mrs. Jones.
I mean, that's my – I adore that song. I love everything about that song.
Me too. Yeah. Michael Bublé did it not too well, so long ago, but it's not like – he did a great job, but, you know, he can't
– He can't top Billy Paul. Billy Paul,
yeah,
man.
Hey, speaking of Billy Paul, he's still around. Did you know that his birth name was Paul Williams?
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. Paul Williams.
Yeah, that blew me away when I found that.
Pretty amazing. Okay, thank you, Bob.
Did you see who number 50 is on that list you did last night?
I don't have it with me. Who?
Bon Jovi.
Oh, God. All right, enough. Thank you, Bob.
See you next. See ya. Take care.
Bon Jovi. Don't get me started on the Jovi. John Bovi is better. Will Forte and Jason Sudeikis.
Right.
John Bovi.
Yes.
Hey, it's my dad. Hey, Dad.
Morning, Nick.
What's going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing good.
How's Ma?
Doing fine.
All right. You got a fly jam, my dad?
Fly jam, what am I living for if not for you, Chuck Willis?
Chuck Willis. All right.
What am I living for if not for you? What am I living for if not for you? Baby, nobody else, nobody else.
Nice choice, Dad.
Thank you, Nick.
That's a good one, man.
Yes.
All right. Have a good day, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
You too.
See
Bye,
ya.
Nick.
There's my dad. Bye. My dad rules, and he'll be calling in on Monday to tell another joke because it's a jokey time. Hey, you know, Dan, DJ Shagru, full-on outfit, looking good, man.
Thank you.
TARDIS looked well. TARDIS worked out well.
Now, do you wear it after the show as well, since it takes so long to put on?
I mean, it is the weekend.
I'd love to see you walking around the jewels like that, doing a little, I got to get a gallon of milk and a dozen eggs. I'm just going to keep the platform shoes with the goldfish, because it's so easy for me to walk to the car in the ice and snow when I got these things on.
Right.
Hey, you know, Dan, Fly Jams Bob brings up he always has great little tidbits when he calls in. He's our Fly Jams guy. The fact that Billy Paul's name is Paul Williams got me thinking, did Paul Williams ever have any Fly Jams? He produced Daft Punk. He wrote some songs for Daft Punk. He now can legitimately be a part of Fly Jams Friday. Paul Williams could be a part of Fly Jams Friday. You familiar with Paul Williams?
Not at all.
Okay. Have you seen Smokey and the Bandit?
No. Sorry.
Okay. You have to rectify the situation.
I love that the silence is Smokey and the Bandit, not anything else I've ever said that
Smokey
I haven't
Smokey and the
seen.
Bandit. I don't know why it's Smokey and the Bandit. You know, my producer, my producer for many years, Andy Herman. Dan, do you remember this? Andy hadn't seen it. He'd never seen it.
Oh, that's right, yes.
And so this went on for a few years, and I was like, you have to see Smokey and the Bandit. I mean, please. So he saw it, and when he saw it, he took copious notes, and he did like a 10-minute review.
Oh no!
That week when he came, you all right? What the hell's going on over there?
No, my foot got stuck in the cord.
Your foot got stuck in the cord.
And then I put my foot down, and the headphones almost flew off.
Well, you're being very heart Melda. You're supposed to be popping and locking and snaking, and but no.
Well, sometimes the heart Melda.
He's having a hard time. All right. Okay. Well, look at this. How about this? 219 area code.
Got a message in our music. There's a message in my song. So come along and sing along.
Yeah. Yeah, OJs, man. God, OJs. You can't go wrong with the OJs. All right, Esmeralda the Heart Melda, you indeed have a request as well.
I do.
For DJ Shagru to play.
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
Tony Tone.
Oh.
It feels good.
Yeah. I love that song. Esmeralda, I love that song. I have requested that song in the past on Fly Jams Friday. Love that song.
And I wasn't sure either.
Oh, no. That's Fly. That's capital Fly.
Even I was like, I think it's a Fly Jam.
No. That is Fly. You got to love Tony, because
Tony Tone.
It's Tony.
No, it's Tone. It's T-O-N-E.
It's Tony. And they spell it three different ways. That's why they're awesome, because they pronounce their name Tony, but it's got three different spellings.
Well, then I've been saying it wrong.
It's Tony,
for
Tony, 30 Tony.
30 plus years.
Tony, Tony, Tony. That little the little sample in a bit, ugh, baby, in the background there. I think that's the key to the success of that fly jam. All right. We're breaking, right? Oh, let's get Harold in. What am I doing? Here's Harold. Hey, Harold.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey, man. Go ahead. What do you got?
Hey, listen, real quick, Billy Paul. This is me and Mrs. Jones.
Yes.
The guys that wrote it, that wrote for that label, wrote a lot of stuff for that for that label. They were on NPR, and they talked about, you know, things that they wrote for that label, and they talked about that song. You know how, you know where that song came from?
I would imagine somebody cheated on their wife or husband.
Well, here's what it was. They went to go have lunch somewhere, and they sat down in this restaurant. And there was somebody, it was a man or a woman was sitting in a booth, like right near them. They're sitting there for 5 minutes, and they're, you know, looking over the menu and getting ready to make their order. And then, let's say, I think it was a woman was sitting in the booth.
Yeah.
A man walks in, comes, sits down in the booth for about 2 minutes, and they, you know, hello, and they start talking for a couple of seconds, and they get up and they walk away without ordering anything. And they look at each other and they go, "What was that?" And then he says, "That's an idea for a song."
Yeah, because they meet every day in that cafe. That's why.
Yeah, they just assumed that this is what's going on.
All right, there you go. Okay. It was...
All right. So listen, David Bowie died a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Day before, exactly.
I'm aware of that, Harold.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
Nobody didn't know that. I didn't want to pass that up. But the day before, Otis Clay died.
Yes.
Now, this is Chicago's own R&B legend.
Legendary Otis Clay, yes.
Singing since 1950s up until the day he died, just about.
Yep.
And so I said, let's play a song by him in honor of him. The song is called Hard Working Woman.
All right, Hard Working Woman, the great Otis Clay, who passed away last week. Here we go.
You've done all a good man could do.
Otis Clay. Thank you, Harold. We had to remember Otis Clay. Okay. We got a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. We have the Blackhawks Express. I do want to mention very quickly that Canhead, they're showing footage of Canhead, and he visited the morning show on Channel 9, and I just saw him with a bottle of Absolute stuck to his head because he's Canhead, and he had it on his head, and Robin Baumgarten got up with a giant cup. And he bent back and poured, I don't know, 6-7 ounces of vodka into a cup that Robin Baumgarten was holding.
They're going to all share it.
Yeah. No, you don't know Robin very well, do you? I've just never seen that before. I've never seen Robin Baumgarten have a 12-ounce glass of vodka poured for her on the news show. A little terrified by what's happening there. Canhead. I believe he's going to be part of the crew.
Yeah, he's auditioning.
And for Bits of Bags.